417 at KNX. So this time each Tuesday and Friday afternoon, we answer your questions about coronavirus presented by covidclinic.org. Submit those questions to us, coronaquestions@knx1070.com. With us today, Dr. Michael Hirt, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana.
Dr. Hirt, welcome back. Good afternoon. LA County is imposing a curfew on bars, restaurants, wineries, and other businesses that serve customers at night. Now, they will have to shut down at 10, and we all know that coronavirus doesn't nap during the day. How will this nighttime restriction help?
Well, that's a great question, and I don't believe it will. You know who has tried this unsuccessfully is Europe. They have tried to limit bars, pubs, in England as well, and have found really no value in shutting down COVID spiking. Remember that it's really time for us to stop focusing on lockdown and more on smarten up. And I wish our mayor would read his own page of the LA Department of Public Health, which says that if you own an establishment like that, putting a HEPA filter, an air scrubber, inside your business can help to reduce the chances of COVID spread. You have to clean the air as well as you clean your hands, and we can put this thing to rest.
Yeah, let's stick with this for a second in terms of the messaging that maybe is a little bit backwards, right? Because, okay, if they're concerned about people staying out late and drinking, and that's when your mask stays off and comes off, you can do that in the afternoon, too, if it's a Saturday, whatever. It's limiting your exposure, right? And we can get to the Thanksgiving thing. I mean, the message out there that gets run with is cancel Thanksgiving. Well, you can turn it around. How about let's make it crystal clear. Don't eat inside with people you don't live with. Or if you eat outside, keep it small, like as small as possible. That is easier for people to kind of wrap their brains around.
Right. And that's what I mean by smarten up. This is not an advanced life form from another planet. This is a virus that doesn't have a brain. We have much more capacity to outsmart this thing, but none of our leadership is really guiding businesses, guiding the public on what actually works, what the science says. It's out there. We talk about it. And if our leaders would follow that simple common sense kind of progressive advice, we could actually get somewhere. Instead, we lock down, which temporarily changes the number of cases, but it permanently injures small businesses and school children.
Now, Elon Musk, he created a bit of a Twitter storm when he tweeted about testing positive, then testing negative for coronavirus. Now, how accurate are these COVID tests out there?
Yeah, so that's been a real problem, especially for us on the front line, seeing patients every day and knowing that, hey, this person really sounds like they have COVID. They meet all of the criteria. They had exposure, but their test comes back negative. So with a sensitivity, that means how likely is a false negative test, meaning you don't have COVID, to be accurate. And sometimes these tests are only accurate about 80% of the time, which means that 20%, one in five COVID negative tests is really somebody who has COVID. And that means millions of patients, unfortunately, have been told they don't have COVID when they actually do and then go around spreading them. The good side of this is that if you are told that you do have COVID, that's about a 98% chance that the test is correct.
And these are the rapid tests, right? The PCR would, you know, you line up for Dodger Stadium, that one with the 24-hour return, that one is a safer bet. And sometimes you go from one to the other, right? If you get flagged on the quick one, they send you out to get the more detailed one.
Yes, the detailed ones, though, are still showing sensitivity rates as low as 80%. Some of it's also lab dependent. How good is the lab? How often did the lab do these tests? What is their equipment? So there's a wide range. And being negative and having symptoms means that you may need to repeat the test, which is what Musk did, got two positive and two negative. And so he said, flip a coin. And for some patients, unfortunately, that is something that you have to do.
So you recommend just taking a test. If the test comes back positive, take another one, or vice versa? Just take two tests?
If the test comes back positive, 98% chance you got COVID, now we need to deal with it. If it's negative, but you still have symptoms, there are additional blood testing that we do at my office to try and identify patients who have a COVID profile, meaning that there's certain inflammatory markers that we see pretty consistently in COVID patients. So we'll do that as well. And sometimes I just treat them because I really feel that they have COVID. I check them for other viruses. I check them for other bacteria. They don't exist. There's no other signs of infection. And so they get COVID treatment. And all of those patients have gotten better when I've instituted that type of diagnostic and therapeutic intervention.
Dr. Michael Hertz, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. Dr. Hertz, thanks for coming back.
Hey, thank you.
We get answers to your coronavirus questions every Tuesday, every Friday afternoon at 4:15.